Chapter 7. The Captain is Followed. Her uncle's answers did not satisfy Natalie. She sent for a smart young servant boy to help her instead. The captain goes out every evening.
Yes, madam. Tomorrow I want you to follow him. See where he goes, then come and tell me. Keep this a secret. Do you understand?
Yes, madam.
Natalie waited impatiently for the next evening to arrive. At last, the time came for Armand's walk. He left, and the servant boy followed. Natalie counted the moments until the boy's return. Soon he arrived back, covered with dust.
"Well," exclaimed Natalie, "tell me everything."
"I followed the captain at a distance. He walked a few blocks to Temple Road.He entered a small house in an alley. No one opened the door. He let himself in."
"An alley? No servants to open the door? How terrible!"
"I followed after him and heard him go up the stairs and unlock a door."
"He opened the door without knocking. Are you sure?" asked Natalie.
"Yes, madam."
"The wretch! So he has a key. Go on."
"When the door shut, I went quietly up the stairs and peeped through the keyhole. I saw him pull a trunk along the floor."
"A trunk?"
"Then he undressed himself and..."
"Undressed himself?"
"Then, for a few seconds, I could not see him. When he appeared again, he was wearing a gray blouse. He had a cap on his head."
"A blouse? What in the world does he want with a blouse? What next?"
"I left and ran straight back here."
"Please run to the corner and get me a cab."
"Come with me and direct the driver to the house," Natalie said. She put on her hat and coat and ran into her uncle's room.
"I have found him out. He loves another," she cried. "He's at her house now in a gray blouse. I am going to confront him. Then I will kill myself."
The old man had no time to reply. Natalie was gone.